you already fucking know.
Season 7, episode 64.
Shout out to Juan. Happy birthday today. Not when you're hearing this, when we're recording it.
Fuck women.
Bang, 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 bang. Controversy today on Two Deep Podcast.
And we're gonna need some fucking heavy beers
for
this episode.
We fucking got them. These are fucking interesting ones. I'm excited to know what the fuck these are about to taste like.
I'm gonna admit, I grabbed these off the shelf because I thought they were pretty cool, and the last few episodes I've been going straight to training. I didn't realize what the percentage was till I got in the vehicle, and I was like, well, it's too late.
Yep.
So here we are, sipping on some Kentucky Coffee Barrel Stout.
I'm very excited for this beer because personally, it could go one of two ways.
Yeah, it's either gonna be golden or fucking shit.
If it has a good coffee taste, like I'm excited that it's a stout too.
No, because they had
Estatuated 1999. That's the year I was born. I think this is gonna be a big fucking hit. Aged in bourbon barrels.
That's what I'm curious about. This is like loaded. It's 8%, right?
Straight 8?
Straight 8. So let's just say training's going to be a little fun today.
In Lexington, brewed and packaged. American beer.
Fuck, dude, I'm not trying to
Kentucky get Proud. Got a little horse on it for the Kentucky Derby.
Ooh,
I haven't smelled it yet. Cheers.
Holy shit.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit. Holy fuck.
Wow.
That'd be sipping on these in the morning, bro. Does this have like...
You do not get the 8.0 taste at all.
Bro, I swear I just got coffee. I swear I just got coffee.
I definitely get a little bit of the dark beer taste, but it goes so well with the coffee flavor.
You get... That's what I was thinking. Like, is this really going to be like coffee? Bro, I taste coffee. You know what this tastes like? Like cold brew. Like nitro cold brew, you know?
Oh, yeah. Wait, hold on. Mm-hmm.
Bro, I'm literally getting like...
Mix a little bit of Bailey's in your coffee. This is what you get.
Bro, this is...
I'm sensing a big score here.
A game changer. Wow. Holy shit, bro.
Dude, wait. I could probably drink this straight right now, like whole thing, but I want to enjoy it. I don't get a bad beer taste at all, like no bad aftertaste.
Wow.
I have my rating.
Fuck, wait, I'm not ready. Dude, this is a tough one, man.
Fuck. Like, right. I'm thinking about... I'm second-guessing myself.
No, I got it.
Okay, I have to stick with my gut. My gut, yeah.
3, 2, 1. 9-2. 9-2. This is it.
First ever 9.
And this is our highest score ever.
This is the first 9.0 rated. Let's fucking go, baby. We've made a historic fucking episode.
Bro,
And honestly... Yes.
Bro, this is it.
This is the number one beer on 2D Podcast as of right now.
This is it. And that's why I almost had to take a second because
this tastes...
Bro, I can't believe what I've just...
And it's 8%?
Bro, this is the best beer I've ever had, I think. I swear. I'm not even joking. Like, in terms of... If we're talking X Factor, right...
And it's not a seasonal beer either.
I could crack this open in the morning.
Any time.
That's what I mean.
Any time of the year, any time of the day.
Bro, if you're daging early morning, this...
There's definitely coffee in here too, so you're getting... Yeah, wow. Stout brewed with Haitian coffee, aged in oak bourbon barrels over whole coffee beans. They fucking did this shit right.
Bro, you're not complaining.
I was considering the over 9.
I did it. I had to.
9-2.
Bro, this is like the best beer I think I've had. It's...
Well,
and I'm excited because do you know why I'm really happy about this? Because I feel like we haven't had any outstanding beers as of late.
Recently, yeah.
Recently, no outstanding beers. We've been on the hunt for this gem. I'm so happy I pulled it off,
mm-hmm.
grabbed it off the shelf because this is like unbelievable. This is a one of a kind beer, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a one of a kind beer.
One of a kind beer. I've never had anything like this in my entire life. I've never had anything like this in my entire life, and that's why I gave it the score I gave.
Yeah.
It's at that level. I'm definitely, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, agreed 100%. And it's honestly good that we have this great, fantastic beer in our hands, because I have some minor unfortunate news. So if you guys follow my Instagram, you've obviously seen a few of my Instagram stories where I'm posting about Summit. She did just undergo her surgery. She is recovering very, very well. It is now 2 weeks post-op today from when we're recording it. However, I had my post-op appointment. It was a teleconference with the doctor, Dr. Esplin, Indian Walk. Great fucking place if you're near PA, if you're near Newtown, Wrightstown. You got to go to this fucking place because she does an amazing job. Regardless, the biopsy.
Yo, wait. Sorry, this is not.
This is not a laughing matter, but.
You see that, though?
Oh.
No comment. If it was video,
you would know.
You would know, but sorry.
But the fans don't
want it. Not enough people listen.
So the tension, to break the tension, Summit, unfortunately, one of her tumors was in fact cancerous. However, the good news to follow is that the lymph node that they removed that handled that area or whatever, I'm not a fucking nurse or a fucking biology guy, but the lymph node they said that they removed for that area did not have any cancer in it, so they don't think that the cancer has spread. So fingers crossed it doesn't come back. It might. But she said it was definitely good that I caught it early on. Not early on, but I caught it soon enough to where it didn't spread.
Yeah.
And that it got removed. So hopefully this.
She gonna will have to go through life. Like chemo.
No. If she would have
do
to go through.
Do dogs do that?
Yes, that is an option.
They go
but
bald.
That is an option. I don't know if they go bald. But
fact check.
After I comment, you can
yeah,
fact check.
Yeah, I'm gonna look this up.
But honestly, if it was at that point, I would probably just let her ride it out because it's not like she's a 2 or 3 year old dog. She is 10. And if she had to go, like this surgery itself, as everybody knows, cost me over $2,000. And it was actually a little bit more that I put on my GoFundMe because there was a pre-op exam and then there was a couple tests that they did that wasn't included in that main quote. But on that topic, I want to give just I want to just thank from the bottom of my heart every single person that reached out to me even to say something or went as far as to donate money. If it was $5 or I got $100, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My mom donated $200 because, you know, she's my fucking mom. I love you, mom. But everybody who reached out, cared about her, even sent me a DM because they saw it, donated especially. Thank you guys. It's helping me out big time because, you know, yes, I'm an engineer. I make good money, but a $2,100 bill.
It's not easy.
That's not something that, you know, that's a big cut for me. I'm trying to save up. I'm trying to have money and, you know, I have to do what I have to do because this is my dog and I fucking love her. But, yes, just very appreciative of you guys. So I think it's raised over $600 so far.
Well, if
that's
she ever
crazy,
had to go,
right?
You'll be glad to know that if she ever had to go chemo, that is crazy, but if she ever had to go through chemo, she won't go bald.
She won't?
Yeah.
All right,
most dogs
checked.
Don't. Most dogs apparently don't.
But like I said, if it got to that point, I would just let her rock it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that she doesn't have to deal with that shit. So,
and also because that's...
I mean, she is an old hag, right?
She's a fucking crusty whore.
Yeah, she's gone.
If she got, I gave her a bath for the first time today. I cannot tell you how crusty her fucking hairs under her eyes were and her butt. She was so knotted. It was. I had a hard time fucking brushing her.
Yeah, but to be fair, she's clean as hell now. If you were to see
her. I was brushing her for like 30 minutes, dude. Just she was like.
Well, now she looks clean, cancer free.
You know who else is a fucking pussy?
Amber Heard.
Fucking Heard. Fuck that bitch. I fucking hate her. All my boys hate her.
Yeah, but like, I feel like it's been... Here's the comment I want to make, because I know a lot of people have been following this. I feel like it's one of those things where people knew for a long time now that she was a psycho. Right? I mean, she first came out... Is that a thing?
I didn't really
know. Yeah, yeah, she was a psycho. I only
knew her from Aquaman.
No, I knew she was a psycho. I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. Beautiful woman. But a sick psychopath. I mean, didn't she, like... Well,
you know the hot crazy scale. Have you seen that video?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a classic. That was around back when I was in fucking middle school, I think. Yeah, dude, that was
funny as fuck. Carson showed me that video again.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, you gotta see this. He's like, you gotta see this video. And, like, was showing me, and I was dying of laughter. I showed my parents.
Dude, that video is a classic. If you haven't looked it up, look it up. I'm pretty sure you can just type in hot crazy scale and it'll be the first YouTube video that pops up.
Yeah, it's like a almost, dude, looks like a classic, like, school teacher dude. Just going into...
Real, like, nerd guy.
Yeah, you know? Just going into the hot... And it's hilarious. It's actually funny. There's a picture of him right there.
Yeah, there's a picture. Let me search it up on YouTube so heads can look it up. Because if you haven't seen this video, it's fucking hilarious.
I mean, she...
Hot and crazy.
Yeah, you're not typing.
Fuck.
I mean, dude, she... Listen, don't get me wrong. Amber Heard is a sick fuck.
Yeah. First video, it's called Hot and Crazy Matrix.
Yeah.
He puts a graph. The x-axis is hot. The y-axis is crazy. And he draws a line and he breaks off different areas. And he explains, well, if you're this level of hotness then and this level of crazy, then you're this. And I won't spoil it.
No, because yeah, he said some funny ass shit. It's a must. Must watch for anyone who has never watched
it. But it's so funny because it's, like, kind of true.
It's kind of true, yeah.
Almost perfectly true. Yeah, but true.
That's why I said fuck women. Obviously, it's a joke, right? I have a girlfriend now for 2 years, a couple days ago.
Mm. Congrats.
Crazy. But, she, like, I'll say it, like, all women are fucking crazy deep down, you know? And they all have issues. There's also dudes who are crazy, but yes. Girls are more crazy.
I think guys are crazy in different ways.
Yeah, like girls are like, I was talking to my girlfriend about this. Girls,
we may get
are way. I think are way more. No, this is a fact here.
It's girls facts, probably but I'm saying on.
And I could guarantee you, if you looked up studies would fall. Like if we're talking on the averages, right? Studies would probably show that women are more malicious than men.
How do you study that?
Based on actions, psychological studies that are made, right? I think that... Oh, well, alright, maybe there might not be a study for that, but definitely I think...
no way to
study
that.
So tell me this. Women are more likely to do things with an underlying reason to like undercut someone, if that makes sense. Do you know what I mean?
Be petty or spiteful? Yeah,
like be petty, spiteful. Like they're the kind of people who are like will go out of their way to like say something to like, let's say they have a girl who like they hate.
Right. Yeah, they're going to go out of their way.
Let's say there's a girl that they hate and the girl has a boyfriend. If a girl's talking to the boyfriend, right? No, let's say this girl goes out of her way to, she would only fuck him for the sole reason of getting one up on the girl.
Not like just because she wants to fuck him.
Yeah, because like dudes have a completely different, more simple mindset. Where it's like we're just horny men, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it comes down to. Joe Rogan
put it best. This you're the driver of the bus, but as soon as you have a boner, you're the passenger.
You could only think with one head
at a time, correct?
That's how it goes. And I think that women like I said, women always tend, let's say you look at the studies on like cheating, for example, women tend to always have a reason to cheat. It's never just because they're horny. So women always have a reason for it. While men, a majority of the time, like women might say like, oh, my husband's not home enough, or like he doesn't spend enough time with me, or he doesn't show me the care that he used to, or blah, 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 this, that. So that's why they tend to cheat. While men, if you look at it on average when they cheat, it's because they just got horny.
Yes. You know? To touch on this, there was actually a therapist who had a very... I'm not going to give you the name. I forget it. I don't know who this therapist was. I may or may not have saw this statistic on social media, so it could be false. But I believe it. So the therapist said that after years and years of talking with people and hearing all these different cheating stories and things, the therapist saw that the majority of men that cheat do it because they just were horny and they still love their partner.
Yeah.
But the majority of women that cheat do it because they don't love their partner anymore.
Very interesting. And I think that's very true, because I think that women tend to, like, once they find their, like, partner, they tend to, when women are in love, they kind of lose all kind of, like, it's weird how, like, women, female attraction works. Like, females will not be more inclined to fuck someone just because they're hot. You know, they have to have, like, a personality or something. You know what I mean? They have to be the whole package. So when they have a boyfriend, it's like, okay, they shut everyone down aside from their boyfriend, right? But when they fall out of love, right, for some reason,
it opens.
They find someone else who's like, kind of checks all these boxes, and it's like, okay, yeah. Or it's the reason that I mentioned earlier, but that's for like single crazy women. Let me just say, for men, it's like a man could love his girlfriend all this shit, right? And there's always a point for men, and men know this, there's always a point where there's going to be, like, a situation where, like, a woman, let's say, will come on to you, or a woman will do this. I mean, it's just, like, the thing, sorry.
No, I get it, because I feel like that happens parties, you know?
So... But the point I'm trying to make is that, like, men get put in situations to where, like, women, you know, the classic saying where women always want something they can't get. Even actually all humans probably feel that way. So, like, a girl who sees a boyfriend, I mean, I think this is almost 100% true. A girl sees a guy who has a girlfriend, it makes the dude more attractive because they can't have them. So, like,
what is unavailable is more attractive.
Yeah. So, like, they want the dude, like, almost as, like, a kind of, like, a mental reassurance that, like, oh, I could get that girl's... It's almost like a personal thing for them, where it's, like, they want the mental gratitude that, like, I could take that girl's guy. Like, I'm beautiful enough. Yeah, I'm beautiful enough to, like, take another girl's...
Exactly. Dude. So, while, like, a girl could be attractive to some guy who has a girlfriend, and they could be really flirty and...
Like, now, I know this isn't all girls, but, like, we're talking, like, this is probably, like, a... It's a generalization. But I mean, it's human psychology. You always want something that you can't have.
But what I'm saying is that, like, a girl could be attracted to a guy with a girlfriend. They could be in communication with them and really flirty, but... If the guy then decides that he doesn't want his girl anymore and wants to start to pursue the girl he's been flirting with, as soon as they break up, the girl's like, "Eh, we're just friends."
That's
the facts. Only way he would have smashed is if he cheated.
That's facts, yeah.
Because it's like an ego boost.
I've heard that. But I feel like it's vice versa. I mean, I haven't been in that situation, but I mean, it's something. I don't know if you know of people like this, but I know like dudes who didn't want to cheat. And then they have a girl coming on to them. They realize, like, oh, I don't want to be in a relationship anymore. They cut off their relationship. And then all of a sudden, this girl who's all over them is like, nah, I don't. Like, it was more hot when he had a girlfriend. Because it literally comes down to, very often, it comes down to, it has nothing to do with the dude. It has to do with the girl and her psychology. That's why I say women are psychopaths. Going back to fucking Amber Heard.
You know? We've gone way off topic from
that. I was going to say that. I mean, like, you know, she's one of a kind. Not a one of a kind, but maybe in that small percentage of crazy. I mean, who shits on their partner's bed?
Like, right? Women, like, that's psychotic.
That's, like, insane. And then didn't she, like, stab his hand? I don't know.
I haven't been following the child that closely. I haven't either. The only updates I see are from TikToks. And so it's I see clips
of the trial. And she has a terrible lawyer.
Yeah, I always see clips of the trial, and I always see the female lawyer just being a fucking idiot. The guy lawyer fucking saying a objection to his own question.
yeah, like
objection this is, hearsay. This is, you asked the question.
This is the one thing though. Like
how she, you could have she to not afford? Them. Yeah, but how
you have
she
to
not
feel
afford?
For them because like how the fuck? No, because she can, but the problem is like. You got to feel for those lawyers. I mean, there's a certain point where, like, I understand that the best lawyers could, but if they're not the best lawyers in the world, like, you get put in this situation where kind of, like, all odds are against you. Like, I mean, everyone, it's kind of like general knowledge. All this evidence is against.
Do you think they know that she's lying?
I think, well, this is an interesting thing. Like, often, like, people question, like, defense lawyers and say, like, how could you defend someone if you, like, know that they've done the crime? And it's like, I mean, I don't know, to a certain degree. Like, I think that you have to have some kind of, like, neutral view, or if you just look at it as business, right? Like, how could you defend the murderer, for example? Like, do those lawyers really believe them?
Well, sometimes the lawyers will defend them, but understand that this guy actually did it and go in with the objective of a plea deal. So even though they're defending him, they're not necessarily trying to say he is innocent.
Yeah, but I feel like oftentimes that's because they know they're not going to be able to win the case.
Exactly.
Because of compelling evidence against.
But in this situation, it's very different. It's not
We're talking about like world class lawyers versus like I mean I understand that maybe she, but this is like on another scale that we're talking here.
But
I mean,
she has the money to afford it, so I would assume that these people are from a good firm.
There's at a certain point, if you don't have, think about it this way. It's like sometimes I wonder, like, no matter how good a lawyer is, like. It's got to be tough to find, like, just any kind of, like, direction in the set when there's significant compelling evidence against you and not much evidence going for you. Yeah. If that makes sense.
I think she she was harassed or abused. Like, I think because, bro, oh my, like, this happened, like, to me. Did I ever tell this story? About my rape allegation?
Let's hear this, because I have not.
You have not? Okay, no. So then I definitely haven't told this story.
Bro definitely got accused? That's crazy.
Bro, I got accused in high school, my senior year, of rape by my ex-girlfriend. I never
Amber
told you this story?
Two. I feel maybe you have.
Maybe I have.
It's not clicking, that's for sure.
Story time.
So basically, me and this girl, I won't release her name, dated my junior year. Well, her.
What a psycho.
My junior year, her sophomore year. She was a year younger than me. We dated for about 7 months. It's a high school relationship. Looking back, it was all dumb shit. But the main reason why I broke up with her is because, you know, she wasn't gonna change the. Like, she would. When we argued, she would not talk to me. Like, there would be times where she wouldn't talk to me for, like, 4 days straight.
Symptoms.
And then just text me like it's nothing. So I told her
evidence
you can't
do
that.
Evidence of a psychopath.
Yeah, I told her you can't do that. If you're upset with me, that's fine. You need to communicate with me so I can understand what I have to do to fix the situation in order to make it better. And she said, word for word, I'm not going to change for a man. If you don't love me for who I am, then we shouldn't be together. So I was like, all right, well, psycho. I need to think about it. Next day, we broke up. So about a week goes by. This is, and mind you, we're both in the musical at the time, and we break up like a week prior to the show.
That's funny.
So she's horrible, causes huge drama in the fucking theater program. You already know how much, like, you know, theater, the classic theater people all love drama. So, like, this just blew, this just fucking, everybody was all over it. Whatever.
What a fun experience so, for you, huh?
Yeah, so she comes up to me a few days later talking, oh, I'm going to change, like, it's okay, let me do it. And I felt bad, I was like, all right, well, if I'm telling her she has to change, and then who am I to say that if she wants to change, we shouldn't get back together and try it, right? So I'm like, all right, let's try it. So we, one day after school, but before practice, my house is open, so we go back and...
Classic high school.
You know.
Yeah.
Do what we got to do. And then we go back and... We have, like, regular rehearsal. Like, nothing happens. So, I feel weird talking about it like this because I am cuffed right now, but this was many years ago, so it doesn't matter.
Stop it. You could talk about it, Andrea. Like, you're
this probably... This is a funny story. Like,
this should be funny at this point. It's so funny. It's funny. I mean, this
she is high had, school. She had, this, she had this kink where she would tell me, like, stop. But she didn't want me to stop. Like, she literally told me, when I say stop, don't stop. That's and this is prior. Insane. This That's was throughout insane. The whole relationship. So
that's insane.
In this wow. situation, yeah, in this situation, she was actually on top of me.
So she had control.
And she was telling me stop. And then she said it a few times. And then she, like, her tone changed. And she was like, stop, stop. And then I stopped because, like... It wasn't just like, oh, stop, stop. Like, she was, like, telling me stop.
Yeah.
So I stopped, and I was like, oh, are you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm fine. It just started to hurt a little. I was like, okay, are you okay? We're okay? She's like, yeah. So after that, I was like, I didn't really feel this, like, the sex. Like, it didn't feel the same. Like, I don't have any feelings towards this girl anymore. Like, it's not fair to her to lead her on. So I broke up with her the next day. This was the day before the show. We go through
Should
all the
have waited till after the show.
I know, that's what everyone said. We go through all the shows. I think it's fucking hilarious because she's upstage dancing, like, so depressed. And, like, okay, like, I feel bad for saying that, but it was pretty, looking back, like, watching
the videos. Shut up, dude, it was funny.
It was fucking pretty funny watching her dance all depressed.
No, I wish I saw this.
So, the last show, Sunday, happens. It's a matinee, so it was in the middle of the day instead of nighttime. We're done. Everything goes great. I go home. Just get out of the shower. Chilling. My boy, one of my best friends from high school, Noah. Shout out Noah. Calls me. Yo, bro, what are you doing right now? I'm like, nothing. I just got home. He's like, who are you with? Like, I'm nobody. I'm in my room. And he's like, are you sitting down? I'm like, no, bro, what's up? Well, he goes, well, I don't know what's happening right now. I don't know what happened, but Emma... Oh, shit. Well, that's her first name.
Edit this out. What is this?
It's just her first name.
We'll keep her in. We'll keep Fuck her it. In.
Fuck it. She's going around telling people that you raped her. She told everybody at the school... Well, everybody she heard that it was her friends at the school. She told her parents. She told fucking teachers... Dude, she told teachers that I fucking raped her.
So how'd you get out of
this? And that she was going to press charges.
How'd you get out of this?
So I'm like, what the fuck? Dude, I gotta call her right now. I gotta call her. I try calling her, rings once, hangs up. Call her again, rings once, hangs up. I text her. Yo, like, you can't fuck, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you telling people I raped you? Like, that's going to ruin, like, this was... Before I got my acceptance into NJIT. Yeah. So I'm like, this is going to ruin my whole career. I'm not going to be able to get accepted in any colleges. Like,
yeah.
It's a flat out lie. So I'm like, I'm not going to be able to play soccer. My dreams are over. And she's like, well, I feel like you, like, used me. So that's rape. Because I got back with her. We had sex. And then I broke up with her. I used her. That's rape.
That's her, not that was, rape. You just got played.
That was that was her belief.
Yeah.
Right? So, basically, there was this other person who was a friend between me and this other girl that accused me of rape. that tried to talk with her and stuff like that. However, her parents did know. I had to sit my parents down at the dinner table and tell them that this girl is accusing me of raping her because she said that she's going to press charges, and I didn't want my parents to find out because I got locked up.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be upfront with them, so I had to sit them down at the dinner table and tell them. About a week goes by. Apparently, this mutual friend of ours had continuously been talking with her.
Bro was probably bugging out during that week.
I was bugging out, bro. Like, you know how odd it is for me to go to school and have people look at me and think I'm a rapist? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. That's so fucking crazy.
After a week goes by, I get a call from the mutual friend, and this person says, listen, I just sat down with her for about 30 minutes telling her all this shit and what it's bigger, and she admitted that she lied and that she's going to tell everybody that I didn't rape her and that she lied. She lost all of her friends. Everybody hated her after that. None of my friends believed her anyway. They all knew she was lying. Yeah. But the people that didn't really know me and were in her friend group, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, those eyes still hurt me, right? But once she admitted that she was lying, everybody hated her, obviously, because what the fuck?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
She lost all her friends, and she got fat, so hell yeah.
Fuck you, Emma.
Fuck you.
She deserved that. Yeah, she that's
definitely
what
deserves that. Definitely.
No, but I mean,
back to the Johnny.
What's
your opinion on that story? Because you've never heard it before.
I mean, like,
that's fucking wild, right?
It's crazy because you were on the cusp of...
I was on the cusp of a trial similar to what is occurring right now, although she's not accusing him of rape. And even though
that trial would happen, and even if you were, you were, like...
Innocent,
you would still get fucked over because you were part of this trial, you know?
Yes.
It's kind of like that Sean Oakman case where that big-ass dude from Baylor, like 6'9", was a projected first-round pick in the NFL draft.
And then all the girls.
Got accused of rape by a girl. Trial went on for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Dude obviously stopped playing football, everything. His career was done. Comes out, she falsely accused him. That was it. Career done.
Career over.
Nothing. He was innocent. You know? That's the thing. And I think this relates to the Me Too movement. You know, I mean, we see this kind of come out here and there where, you know, celebrities or someone that we know gets accused of
rape from 20 years ago.
Yeah, multiple women.
And then this random
women.
Girl from over here also says that he raped her, and then another girl, and all of a sudden Bill Cosby's
often,
got 50 fucking
often,
women.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I think to a certain degree, like some cases like that, we know that shit like that happened back in the 80s, 90s, whatever, right? I mean, this is something that happened. Now, I think some people will be surprised to hear that. Absolutely, I think that it's important to acknowledge the fact that rape happens, right?
Yes.
Women, this is the kind of shit where dudes take advantage of women. I mean, it's a serious thing. Rape's no joke.
Yeah.
But also, on the other hand, right, there's the argument that opens the door for false accusations, right? For example, like the Sean Oakman case that I just mentioned.
Yeah.
And situations like Amber Heard, let's say, where people get accused of things that may not necessarily be...
And it ruins their career. He's off the next Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Yeah, like that's...
But this isn't a Me Too situation. This is just her... like being crazy.
Yeah.
This is a psychotic woman not getting what she wants, and she's going to bring somebody else down.
And then there's that aspect. There's also like the money aspect.
Yes.
Women who come in who may have had a past with dudes, right? They have no hard evidence. They come out with all this shit, and it's like, and then all of a sudden they disappear because they realize, like, okay, well, you know, I don't have enough compelling
evidence.
As soon as like a bandwagon begins, right? You see...
But your image will forever be tarnished, regardless of if it's true or not. Piss.
I have to do it. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I have to go to the bathroom.
I have some talk.
Go ahead. I'm going to hear you, obviously.
Basically, to Paul's point, obviously, rape is no joke. And the Me Too movement has proven effective in the scenario specifically for the women's, U.S. women's gymnastics team. Because if nobody spoke up, who knows how many other girls this guy would have sexually harassed. And I think personally, pedophiles should have the death sentence. And in certain cases, rapists should also get the death sentence depending on the severity, right? Regardless, they should be going to jail for life, in my opinion. I don't think any of these fucking asshats should ever have the option of going back into the real world. But there's the scenarios where a person may not have raped them, but they may have been touchy-feely. So the girl takes it as sexual harassment, right? Just because, you know, you're getting a little touchy-feely, yeah, it's odd and it's uncomfortable. And I'm not a girl, so I can't speak for them. But I feel like women feel like they have less of an option to push away a guy, since a guy is more overpowering and all this type of stuff, so that they're not necessarily going to want to say something. But if you have the Me Too movement and you have other women with similar experiences to yours that are true and accurate, then of course band together and send this fucker to jail, or in my opinion, put him in fucking 6 feet under, right? I don't understand how people can lie about situations like this.
Well, I feel like
if a scenario occurs where both either male or female is proven to falsely accuse somebody else of rape, that they should serve the punishment that they were trying to inflict on the other person.
That's been an argument made.
100%.
And I actually agree with that.
If you're going to fucking sit here, and now I don't know what the sentence is for rape. I know there's different degrees and stuff. Let me look at this.
There's obviously a difference between fucking child pedophilia and...
Oh, I said pedophiles automatically dead. No jail time. You should be murdered. 100%.
Because they're sick fucks?
They're sick fucks. What are you doing to a child? How can an old man, you fucking Catholics out there, how can your fucking priests be raping little boys, 12, 13, 14-year-old choir boys, and you're not going to sentence them to death?
I mean,
force these kids to suck your fucking cock.
I don't
want to
turn this into
a religious... Because you're a man of God.
I don't want to turn this into a religious issue. To be fair, there's this statistic, 75% of priests who inflict sexual harassment or sexual rape experience sexual harassment as children as well. So, I mean, there's that aspect of it. But at the same time,
sentences for rape can range from 1 year to even life in prison, but no death.
I mean, it's weird. It's weird because there's obviously different situations. It's a very kind of... The weird thing is, because there's a lot of gray area, it's really hard to accuse people, because then, like, compelling evidence could come out against the person who... against both sides. And then it's like... I mean, nowadays, I mean, let's be honest here, like... Sometimes shit happens and we don't know what side to pick, because, you know, like, it could just be bullshit when an accusation comes out. And the problem is, because of these false accusations, it fucks over the women who, or even men. I know it happens to men too, but the Me Too movement has to really do with women. Oftentimes, it fucks over the women who actually get raped. Number two. It fucks over the women who do get raped.
That's a good point.
Because then people don't believe them as much because of all these situations that occur.
I'm interested. What is the
percent? I think that, and let's be completely honest here, right? We can't deny the fact that what this boils down to is that women are crazy. Because how often do you see false male accusations for rape? Not often, because guess what? If a dude fucks his teacher in high school, let's say.
Okay, so it's not that big, though.
If a dude fucks his teacher, right? I'll tell you this, 95% of the time, unless other people find out, which a lot of times he tells his boys or whatever, and then it's just like, fuck yeah, like, you're sick. You know, it's like, it's a different culture. Obviously, with women, it's kind of, again, it all relates down to, like, psychology too, though, you know? I mean, it's such a weird situation, like, with female raping a male. Yeah, I mean, you don't see it as often.
You don't see the act. There's a lot of male on male rapes.
That's true.
Especially in jail.
Yeah, that happens.
And in the Catholic religion.
Well, that too. But I mean, at the same time, like, you know, like I said, I don't want to turn it into, because I'm against that. I mean, well, anyone is.
That's what happens when you don't allow priests to marry.
Yeah, but no, that's I
they get horny.
There's a purpose for that.
There's little kids around there that see them as gods.
Yeah, but no, but that's also comes down to like chastity.
Suck my dick and you'll go to heaven.
A chastity vow. Like, I mean, listen. Like I said, the statistic earlier, 75% of priests who are pedophiles have experienced that themselves, right?
Yeah. I don't know about that statistic.
You could confirm that. I feel like that's not a statistic. That's definitely a statistic because I've heard it. But you could fact check me on that.
Before I change my fact check, the fact check from before, a study found in 2016 found that 5.2% of cases were false accusations.
Confirmed, right?
Yes, but it says that.
I mean, at the same time,
in a 2020 article, it says it could range from 2 to 10% because whatever.
Which, if you think about it, is pretty high, you know? And like I said, it's a shame because it fucks over the women who truly...
In treatment, 40%. In treatment programs?
I mean, here's the thing with Catholic priests, because obviously everyone knows I'm a devout Catholic. And it comes down... I think that oftentimes it's... you have to realize that when it comes to those people, like, no one sits here... I don't sit here and view the priest as, like, some special man who's part of, like, who I worship. You know, I don't worship a priest, right? I don't worship any of these guys. I worship God, right? Now,
yeah, but if you're a 14-year-old kid who is a fucking altar boy, right?
Yeah.
You probably grew up in a household where that religion is your life. Like, that's the most important thing in your life, and especially forced to be an altar boy.
Yeah, but the kids there's who want also to be an altar there's boy. Also like there it also comes down to this, dude. Like, it's, I mean, we hear of this stuff all the time, but you don't know any, like, I mean, most of the priests that I know aren't accused of rape, and they haven't.
Yeah, done it's it, not you know? A high percent.
It's almost like the cops with the BLM.
Yeah, it's
one of those things where, like, yeah, there's bad ones and there's bad apples, and it's gonna happen, and it's a shame because I mean, it's one of those things where you're in a position of power to be able to take advantage of children. These are sick people, you know. There's no denying that. But I think that also, going back to the rape topic, I think that When you look at it, like, I mean, how sometimes there's a distinction between a sick fuck and a kid who got drunk at a party and fucked a girl who was drunk, who was wasted out of her damn mind, and then, like,
said, like, yeah, there's obviously a difference between those two scenarios.
And how often do we see that what percentage of rape cases are that situation, or a situation where oftentimes like a dude didn't really know or wasn't aware of himself.
Both parties were fucked.
That happens. And it's like,
yeah.
And don't get me wrong. Yeah. It's screwed up. But at the same time, it's like, you're not going to consider that dude a sick fuck.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like if a girl were to get fucked up at a party and I, as a fraternity brother, as a teak, something that we had lots of talks about is this. Because especially being in the fraternal system,
where you guys host a lot of parties, where
we host a lot of parties, and there's always a negative stigma, and there's rumors always of these people drug.
Teak had a stigma that they drugged at our school.
Yeah. So you know the saying?
What?
What sound does a pill make when it hits the bottom of a cup?
Teak.
That was the joke.
Yeah.
That was the joke that people said for NJIT.
Yeah, well, I mean...
So whenever we interview people to become pledges, we always ask them, you know, what have you heard about us? And they tell us all the rumors that are going around the school. And that's always one that floats around. It's stupid as fuck because people hate us because they ain't us. So they're going to make up shit that, you know, we do all this shit.
Was that a confirmed thing, though, or no? That happen years ago? No, I'm not saying
I'm just saying,
like, did it happen years ago?
No, I've never heard anything about it.
Then again, it's one of those cases where, like, not all frat brothers are rapists.
Exactly,
it's not like
we can control the actions of one of our brothers. If he's going to do something, like, yes, we can set all these standards and have meetings and say it's bad, but if he's going to do it, he's going to fucking do it. You know what I'm saying?
That's one of those things. That's not our choice,
but it just unfortunately reflects poorly upon the fraternity. What I'm trying to say is that one thing that we learned is that if you are at a party, even if you're fucked up, if you meet a girl that has drank any alcohol, could be a fucking sip, if you have sex... And the next morning, oh my god, I swallowed my spit wrong. And the next morning, she wakes up and regrets having sex with you. She has a legal case to accuse you of raping her.
Yeah.
Because she was under the influence of alcohol. She could say she wasn't in the right state of mind to make an appropriate choice to give proper consent for sex. And therefore, she got raped.
Yeah.
So as a frat or any guy at any party in college, you need to be very, very careful of who you have sex with. Unless this girl is, to your understanding, aware and has given you consent, do not fuck.
Yeah.
Do not just assume, oh, she wants to make me to make the first move. Oh, she's just playing hard to get. Like, she wants me to do this. No. Until you hear the words, I want you to fuck me, do not fuck a girl
at
any college party. Because you don't, especially if you don't know who this girl is. Because they could could wake up the next fucking morning, regret having sex with you, and then accuse you of rape. And they have every fucking... box checked off.
And what the fuck are you going
to
say?
For that to happen. Even if it wasn't rape, even if you felt like she was coming on to you and all this shit, doesn't matter.
Exactly, dude.
Be careful out there, boys.
It's scary, man. It's scary, and it's one of those things where dudes really have to be aware. You know, they really have to be aware of what's going on, who they're talking to, who they're, like, how much alcohol that person has had. And like I said...
Ask them for sure. How much have you drank?
If it's like, oh, I haven't had that... You shouldn't...
Yeah, but that helps you defend yourself. And again, it doesn't matter, because if you get accused of rape, you're probably going to get kicked out of the college before the fucking trial's over regardless.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to disaffiliate you.
That's the thing. It's like...
So it's already beans, but at least, you know, you have a chance of not going to jail.
If you get falsely accused, I mean, like, it's one of the... Well, you don't want to... The key is, like, as a dude, you shouldn't want to, like, put yourself... You shouldn't put yourself in that situation.
No.
You shouldn't... take that risk because the consequences are much greater.
But to our earlier point, men can only think with one head at a time. So it's very, very hard to think rationally if you feel as though a girl is coming on to you, especially if you're intoxicated. Especially because you just want to fuck.
Exactly. 100%. And like I said, at that point, like, you know, there comes a certain point where you think to yourself, like, how much could you really blame a dude? Because me and you, let's say, were one bad decision away from a situation like that, you know?
Anybody is.
I mean, anyone. Any dude is, you know? And sometimes, you know, girls are too. But, I mean, it's a different... Obviously, it's different than with guys, you know? But I feel like it's really... It's much... I mean, it's viewed by society as a lot more believable to be a woman raped by a man than a man raped by a woman.
Yes.
You know, and that's the kind of...
And I feel like for that scenario, you got it. Did you see that? There was this really viral video that was going around of the dude that was passed out on the couch. And the girl was reaching in his pants and grabbing his cock and shit like that.
You know, she got, like, serious accusations against her. And, like, she's a famous, like, YouTuber or TikToker. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, that. And she got in trouble. I forgot what her name was because Christina was telling me about it. Crazy shit, man.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, the only reason that was
a thing,
is because there was a video of it.
If it was vice versa.
This guy was dead ass knocked out on a couch and this girl was making out with him and grabbing his cock.
And, you know, I mean, to be fair, she did get crucified online.
Of course, as she should. As she fucking should.
Yeah, but and that's how it is. But
and people try to fucking defend her.
If that wasn't on video, you know for a fact that, like, it probably wouldn't have been.
And the fact that one of the guy's friends sat down to try to stop her and she, like, pushed him away and continued to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if that guy tried to, like...
That was her boyfriend. At the time, you know that.
What?
Yeah.
No.
They were dating. Swear to God.
No.
Swear
no,
to God.
No,
yep.
No.
Yes. This is the same situation we're talking about.
Then how is that rape?
Because he's not aware. He's not consenting.
Yeah,
even
but why
if it's
would he
girl?
Accuse her of rape?
Because it's he was pissed. He didn't want to...
Dude, if I was knocked out right now and fucking Andrea was fucking hooking up with me and grabbing my cock, I'd be
yeah,
like,
but that's me and you. That's me too. But that's me and you. That's
my
not,
girlfriend, you
but
know?
But you never know sometimes. What
I
if,
do not...
Let's say,
I think you're
let's
wrong.
Say,
I
let's
think
say,
you're
for
wrong.
Example...
I think she was attracted to him and has all... The story that I believe... That I thought it was...
No,
was that the girl was attracted to this guy and saw the...
He broke up with her.
Okay, so they weren't dating.
Yeah, I mean, I have...
Because if they were dating at the time, then no shot. I don't know what the case was. Let me find that out. Girl raped guy...
I'm making a call on air right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Out on couch.
Hey, we're on air right now. I need you to confirm something. So, do you remember the situation where the video happened where the girl, like, was... Well, her dude was, like, knocked out...
Some inside content.
Drunk. Do you remember, wasn't that a girl, like a famous girl and her boyfriend? Don't you remember? Like you showed me that. I don't know if you showed me the video, but I remember we saw like one of her TikToks or something. I don't remember what it was. It was a girl and remember she was like, he was knocked out. He was knocked out, and she was like grabbing it like his crotch and shit. That was she was his girlfriend, right?
No.
Okay.
Put on speaker.
Wait. Hold that thought. Can you say it again? Can you repeat that?
You're on live air. Hey, Christina.
Okay. If I remember correctly, he later came out and said that they were never officially dating, although publicly it kind of seemed that they were dating, but he...
Had they fucked at the time? Had they fucked previously or something? Or she was just, like, taking advantage?
Well, they were two very famous TikTok people. I didn't know, like, exactly what was going down in their private life.
So allegedly they were talking, but, like, it was...
They weren't dating.
They weren't dating.
line, you would have maybe assumed that they were dating, but he claims that they were not dating.
Huh. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for the content.
All right.
Of course.
I'll call you back. All right.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Aww. Okay. So there we go. So they had some connection, but they weren't dating fully. So now, yes, that's what I'm saying. Yes, that would be rape as well. So, I just hate this shit.
I mean, it's just...
Some people, man, like, I don't understand, like, why people would rape anybody in the first place. Like, to me, like, that's... Like, I want to fuck somebody who wants... Like, that's, what the turn-on is. That the other person
someone wants you,
is
right?
Enjoying it, that they want it to happen, that okay. they're asking
look up,
for
look
it.
Up Sienna May.
That's what her name is.
And Jack, she just texted me, Jack Wright. So, Sienna May, Jack Wright. Yeah, situation or whatever.
Okay, the sexual assault allegations were first shared on May 30, 2021, claiming whatever, retweeted allegations that are now deleted, released a statement, Mason and James' only intention was to protect me, my childhood friend Sienna, to get the support and help she needs. This isn't really giving
me fuck it, dude. Who gives
information,
a
but we now know their names. If you guys want to look, do your own research. Yeah. Do your own research. Don't fucking rape people. Regardless, it is now time to go from the deep.
We got two comments this week. First being from our good friend Miller.
No. Do the other one first.
Okay. From Ryan, former guest, crypto episode.
What's his Instagram? Give him a shout
Ryan
out.
_RBB3. Good time when you go out. If you ever see him, you'll probably catch him at Hoboken.
This guy loves Hoboken. Said,
everybody's favorite topic in reference to our last episode about drugs.
That was the caption.
Yep.
Shout out performance enhancers, which we didn't start talking about until halfway through, which I thought we just got sidetracked. We did much, much better this episode.
Yeah.
We did the song instantly into the beer, instantly into, side topic of Summit, but.
Yeah, we did a good, better job.
It is everyone's favorite topic. It's a great topic to talk about.
Okay.
This is
a juicy one from Miller.
I have
our good friend Miller Bustos one.
Bustos.
Sorry. Would the boys ever consider dropping episodes on Tuesdays or Wednesdays? Love the pod.
Okay.
Keep grinding.
So
love you, Miller. Thank you.
Yesterday, whenever he posted that, he actually called me prior.
Two days ago.
He called me. He FaceTimed me prior to tell me this. This is another person that listens to our podcast every fucking week.
Shout out, Miller.
Big shout out to Miller.
We love you, Miller.
Gotta have him on the potty.
Yeah, he hasn't been a guest.
He hasn't been a guest. If he is available, you guys will see him next week. Regardless.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Miller said that he asked me, why do we release on Friday? I told him, flat out, the reason why we release on Friday is because our first episode was on the new year of last year, which just happened to be on a fucking Friday, and we've just kept it that way because we release one every week. To his point, he said that a lot of people, including himself, like to listen to the podcast at work. And they put it on in the background. And also Kevin, who you guys know, my boy Kevin Quisby, he also listens to the podcast at work.
Yeah.
So what he's trying to say is that he wants to be able to have it at the beginning of the week so that he can listen to it at some point during the week. Because he may not always listen to it on the Friday. He said he also listens to it on Saturday, but he doesn't have something to pass the time at work.
Yeah.
Now, I do like the idea, but my counter to that is that
I wonder if
all of our episodes are released Friday, 8 a.m. Even if I'm late to the Instagram post or Juan was late to the Instagram post, the episode is on Spotify. Like, that's how I have it set up in Anchor. I schedule it for 8 a.m. every Friday.
Yeah.
So it's still available. You can go on Spotify and it'll be there even if we don't post on Instagram. But a lot of people get the notification on Instagram and then go watch it. So regardless, I thought it's good because now you have the whole week to look forward to Friday. And on Friday, the last day of the work week, you have our podcast to listen to. If you don't get to it on Friday,
you can just listen to it next week. You could
just save it for next week.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I understand what he's saying, but at the same time, I would agree to your point. Although, I mean...
Also, we can't conflict with Lux Podcast.
Yeah.
They drop on Mondays.
Mondays. Yeah. So, we'll talk about it. We might put some posts out. I don't know, but I mean,
Maybe we'll do a poll.
We'll do a poll, but we'll see. You know,
next season, though.
Yeah. This season, I mean, at least right now with school finishing up and stuff, we kind of are on a schedule.
But it would, if you think about it, it may allow us for our schedules to be a little bit better. Because let's say we release on a Tuesday, we could just record over the weekend at some point.
Yeah.
But I don't like doing... I like doing it as one of my work... I like doing it during the week at some point.
Because I mean, we'll
see. Come home from work, I go to the gym, and then we record the podcast. That's my day.
We'll see. We'll keep you guys posted.
Yeah.
But, and you know, the standard, right? But listen, regardless, thank you guys for tuning in, as per usual.
To another episode of Two Deep Podcast.
Follow us on Instagram at 2D Podcast and comment. Please give us some fucking shit to talk about on From the Deep.
Yeah.
From the Deep, sorry.
Put some comments in on what topics you want to hear. We're coming up with shit off the rip. We want to know what you guys want to listen to.
Till next week.
Hey.